I disagree. I don't see how it's a matriarchy because I don't think that either of the like any of the female characters are trying to oppress any of the male
It's not a, but
characters.
you realize that at the end they literally crown her as king with her as queen with her and Maleficent being like the rulers of these lands, which is fine. But I just feel like it's similar to the way it treats morality, which is it doesn't just give the humane equal treatment to everybody. It just flips it to this other person you're not used to, which isn't I don't really think is any better than what it's criticizing. You know what I mean? Like I think the goal should be, this humane treatment of everybody, not just flipping the roles we're used to.
I think because it's so rare to see like the female gender being treated this way and like this strong way, where you see like leadership and all this stuff, I feel like I
And that's great.
100% support
Oh, absolutely.
like movies like this that do kind of flop gender roles and I don't think I definitely don't have that problem with this movie that feeling like that it just turns into a matriarchy because I feel
I
like
mean, it kind of literally does at the end.
no, I think what it is like it's like a movie about these two like female like very strong female characters that just end up helping each other in one way or another. I don't think it says anything about like the male roles at all.
I mean, and that's a fair point. And maybe I'm just looking at it a little too in depth. But again, I just feel like it also it's too uncomfortable with the way that it also reflects the my problem with its hypocrisy about the morality, where I feel like again I think both do the same thing. The more like the morality just switches one person for the other person, and the gender politics just switches one role for the other role. Like that's not really what we should be striving to do, Like that's not the point of all of this, It's not
But
just.
I think it's important to do that now. I
Sure,
think
and
it's important. I think it's necessary to do that gender swap now,
And I agree, and
especially in like a big Disney like Hollywood movie. I think
sure.
it's absolutely like necessary right
And
now.
I agree with that. My problem is just in the context of a movie that sets itself up to be this like humane thing, like Maleficent does. I just don't feel like that's a humane way of
And
treating
I
everything.
think our big difference here is that I don't I'm not so caught up on that idea that Maleficent is doing this like is being general in its message. I think the message is more specific to Maleficent
No.
as a character
No.
and not as
The movie
for the
is
record,
clear.
I
I totally agree with you, Janie. I think you're lo Jordan, I think you're losing sight a little bit of character perspective in this movie. think you're discounting the fact that movies have thematic stuff beyond just narrative stuff.
But I think Janie and I both agree. We're not saying it doesn't, but we're just saying I think the thing is maybe we're weighting a little too heavily on the character, and maybe you're weighting a little too heavily on
I
the
mean that's what
thematics.
the whole movie is. That's all the whole movie positions itself as. Like from the opening narration, that's what the movie is saying. It's not the story you thought, it's something else.
Correct,
And
yeah.
that's
About the
not
character,
no, about the
absolutely.
whole story. They're not talking about the characters and what you thought. They don't say the characters and what
Except
you thought. They say the
the
story
end
isn't what you thought.
narration, the end narration doesn't. The end
Yes, it
narration
does.
talks about Maleficent, the person who saved our kingdom.
It was not a hero or a villain. It was both hero and villain. That's the
Yes,
whole that's the
absolutely.
story and the
Maleficent was. They're not talking about the
But they don't
story at that
know
point.
that it's not just Maleficent. It's the whole character and the idea of the character, not just her as a person. It's the whole story is not what you thought. I mean, you guys are. I agree that on just the character stuff, okay, but the movie isn't just about that one. It's not that small-minded. And filmmaker, I'm. When filmmakers set out to make movies like this, they're not only thinking in those
Are
terms.
you
You know what I
sure?
mean? Yeah, you don't think that the filmmakers
I'm
aren't
kidding. It
examining
was a
every facet of
joke.
this? I know.
Yes,
I'm
yes.
just saying that I don't think you guys are giving enough credit to what this movie is trying to do. It's clearly doing more. I just think it doesn't quite follow through on everything it tries to accomplish.
And we agree. Yes.
Okay.
We've said that we agree, and if it did
Have
do
you?
more, it would be good. Fine, whatever.
But it's not just about doing more, it's about that it's not succeeding at what it's trying to
I
do.
think you're saying you need the follow through, like instead of,
Exactly.
and I think what we're saying is that we're so appreciative that it even is taking the steps to throw that pass. You know what I
Yes.
mean?
I agree with you. I think it's just yeah. I appreciate that it's try. I
You
appreciate
like
that
my
it's
football analogies?
yeah. I appreciate
You're like
that.
full of them.
I appreciate that it's throwing the pass, but it just my problem is I can't overlook that the pass doesn't connect in the end. Like I, it's a
It
great
needs a
attempt.
solid Hail Mary for that final.
Exactly. Like I, the attempt is great. I applaud it. I like that they're doing this thing. It's just, it's not entirely successful. So I can't just give it a pass just because it tries. It's got to actually succeed in the end. And this, I don't think quite does.
I think we're, like, yeah, we're all agreeing, but the thing, mm-hmm, is, like, I don't think, and I correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think Janie and I are sitting here saying it's, like, a great, flawless movie.
Right.
But that we like it because it's doing things that most movies don't.
Yes.
Yes, but that alone for me is not enough to make me like a movie. It's got to go further than just trying. It has to actually succeed.
And that's, honestly, that's not me. There are movies that I have seen that I know that, like, in terms of a movie, they're not all that they should be, but if there's like this kind of like there's this social aspect that I appreciate, it's gonna make me like, and it's gonna make me think
an
that
agenda,
it's important.
An agenda that you agree with does not make the movie good. You gotta be clear on this. A movie's quality is not dictated by whether or not you agree with what it's doing thematically.
I agree. Mm. Not entirely. I agree. But I think that's an aspect that comes into play for me.
Yes, it comes into play. That's not the end all be
all. I never said it was. No, I'm just saying that that's one aspect of this movie that I do appreciate and I think is important.
Okay, but the movie, but we're all, you're also agreeing.
But
that
I'm
that,
also saying that as for a movie, it's got amazing character development, okay, that I never would have expected to see in a Disney movie.
I agree with you that the thematic stuff is great that they're trying it, but I'm also saying trying isn't enough on a thematic level. That's not enough. You have to actually succeed in what you're trying to do, which this movie doesn't.
But I'm not talking about thematics anymore. I'm talking about the movie as a whole.
No, I know, but you also said that thematically you appreciate that this movie is doing what it's doing.
Yeah.
And that, all I'm saying is, it's not enough. The social stuff is great if you follow through, which I don't think this movie does.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. And the same thing with, like the romance angle. Mm-hmm. I appreciate, like, the feminist qualities, and I appreciate what it's trying to do. But at the same time, I also think the movie's treatment of romance is also very cynical and very symptomatic of how Hollywood and society, American society, treats that right now, which is... You know, she does the whole thing of, you know, true love doesn't exist, it's whatever, blah, blah, blah. And and at the end, what saves her, what the true love is like this maternal bond between Maleficent and Aurora, right? Which is fine, but at the same time, it is also basically, all of, like, the romantic relationships in this movie, which is Maleficent and Stefan and Aurora and Philip, are pretty just, like, nothing. And I get that romance isn't the point. But I'm also saying I think a big problem with the current climate of movies and the way, again, culture looks at this stuff is already deeply cynical. And I think this movie is basically just furthering
it's
that.
It's not, no, I don't think it's saying anything about love. I think the fact that Maleficent is the one who, like, brings her out of it signifies that was true love. Like,
yes,
the love that
I'm,
she feels for her is
absolutely
true love. It's not just maternal bond.
Absolutely, but what I'm saying, Maleficent also has lines of true love doesn't exist, and she's referring to romantic love when she's talking about that. And the movie never gives a counter argument to that.
But
it just allows that to be what happens in the end.
Well, I think if they had done the movie, if, like, Elle Fanning was getting crowned and Bran Thwaite shows up, she's like, get the hell out of here. Like, I would agree with you, but, you know, she that they're probably going to start a relationship.
Exactly.
They didn't fall in love when they first met.
Because
but,
there's
know,
not love at first sight,
right,
which
of course.
I like that they did that too. Where,
of course, yeah.
So, like, I think you're just full of shit.
I don't know. I guess I feel like there are too many little problematic things that hinder this movie from being a real success in the end. I think it's a good try, but it's not a success.
And I think, again, we kind of all agree. I think that's what's stopping it from being great.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because it even brings this stuff up, and that it's partly there, and that it's trying, and that it's doing this stuff. Like, I think that at least sets it a bar ahead of, like, a lot of the garbage kids movies that come
out.
Yeah,
but that's like saying it's the tallest midget. You know what I mean? Like, you're basically just, all you're really saying
that's
is that...
That's a really offensive term.
Yeah,
it's
you should probably edit that out. Do you want us to pause it?
Look, it's a colloquialism, all right? But no, like, okay, all I'm saying is that's really just more of a commentary on the current climate of movies than
right
this
now.
Movie. You know what I mean? Like, if this movie had come out, like, you know... What you're basically, all you're really saying is that most movies suck and that this is doing a little bit more than most movies. Like, that's not really
all I'm saying is that it's elevating some, again, and I said this, and again, this is like where I lost you on it before, but I'll say it again, like, this is when it's bringing in something better. It's bringing in a movie quality to something that's standard. It's bringing in something more to elevate it, and even if it doesn't all work.
But the only reason you're saying that's refreshing is because most movies don't do that. You know what I mean? But that's not really a commentary on the quality of this movie, just that other movies are bad. But it is.
Well, how else do we relate to art by other art?
Right, but I'm just saying, but in the terms of on this movie's own terms, it doesn't really succeed at what it's trying to do. It's just you're saying that the fact that it's trying is enough to make you appreciate it.
But I think it does succeed on. I don't think it doesn't like drop all of its, you know.
I think it drops most of its balls at the end.
I was going to say eggs. I didn't know if that was the right term.
That was a weird
I think
way
it's
to
better
it.
Than balls. I was about to say eggs.
Yeah.
I think it's got a couple eggs left in its basket.
It's a good try. It's a good try. It's just, you know, we'll get them next time. It's, you know, they may not have won the game, but we'll still take them out for pizza after, you know. All right, well. Anybody have anything else they want to say, or are we done? No? Ryan? Anyone?